This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone. Great to be with
Bridget,
you, Jim.
We've got a busy program lined up, but I want to squeeze something in here, get people to make a note on their calendar if they have not done so already. I'm talking about Wednesday, August 16th. Wednesday, August 16th. That's the date for this year's Catholic Radio Indy Real Presence Dinner. And a brand new place this year, the Biltwell Event Center on White River Parkway. So that's Wednesday, August 16th, the Real Presence Catholic Radio Dinner. Stay tuned. We'll be telling you lots more about it. But I want you to mark that date on your calendar so that we can be sure to see you there Wednesday, August 16th at the Biltwell Event Center on the White River Parkway in Indianapolis.
And today we have a two-part show. The first part, we're going to be talking about a wonderful ministry called Agape Performing Arts Company, and we are going to be talking with the founder, Dr. Kathy Phipps. And in the second half of the show, we're going to pick up with some of our golf sponsors sharing with us why they support Catholic Radio Indy. So great show lined up for you today. I did mention that we are talking with Dr. Kathy Phipps today, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming musical performance, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is a super awesome musical. So welcome, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
Well, people, we've had you on before as a repeat guest talking about this theater, this Christian theater that you have founded. It's called Agape Theater Company. Tell us what it is and what the mission is of it.
Well, the mission of the Agape Theater Company is to offer high-quality theater education to the students of Central Indiana. We create outstanding productions that are very high quality in a faith-based atmosphere.
And that's a huge difference because, as you well know, you know, your background is in the arts, and you know, it can be a really competitive and not a very friendly industry to be involved in, but that's not the way you guys operate there at Agape.
It's not. We offer a very rigorous theater training where we do shows that are much more challenging than typical community theater and youth theater fare. We've done Pirates of Penzance, Les Miserables, and Hunchback of Notre Dame is a prime example. It is such a challenging production. So I think one of the things that makes Agape special is that we offer a very rigorous training in the theater, in singing, dancing, acting, stage management, backstage.
What are some of the things that make this particular production, you say, is kind of a intricate program to put on, a difficult program to put on? What are some of the things about this Hunchback program, the performance that makes it that way?
It is a beautiful story, very, very complex plot, beautiful characters. But I think the thing that jumps out at me the most is the music. We've done Les Miserables, and we did West Side Story last year, and our musical director said, boy, those shows were a walk in the park compared to Hunchback. there are songs with 6- and 8-part harmony Latin.
Well, it's funny, you know, it's a really popular musical and it's been around for forever. I mean, I want to say what, since the 50s? Is that about right? Or is it earlier than that?
I think that the version that we're doing, some of the music is from the Disney musical.
Okay. So that's newer.
That maybe 20 years ago. And then it was turned into a stage musical after that.
Okay, and I want to give the dates. It's the performance is running here in Indianapolis at Lutheran High School July 21st and the 23rd through the 23rd, and then also July 28th through the 30th. So mark your calendar for that. Talk about the venue a little bit.
It's a beautiful venue. We're very grateful to be back at Lutheran High School, which has a really, really comfortable experience for the patrons. It's a three-quarter thrust stage where people can watch what's happening from the front and the sides, and it's just a beautiful venue and air conditioning, free parking. We're just delighted to be collaborating with Lutheran High School again.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about the cast. I know in some of your past performances you've had a lot of young people and only a few adults, and I think maybe some the other way around. What is the balance this time?
Well, this time we have more of college-age students and adults as well. This is a community theater production. Our youngest performer is 13, and I think our oldest performer is maybe in her 50s or 60s. And it's really exciting to do a community theater production and have that wide range of ages in bringing this beautiful story to life.
Well, I know here at Catholic Radio Indy, you gave us some tickets a while ago, and we all saw the Newsies, and I actually brought my family. I think a lot of our staff members did, and it was an amazing, I mean, it blew me away how talented the everything, the dancing, the singing, the props. I mean, just, it was, Jim's shaking his head now. You can't see him in the audience, but he's shaking his head.
Maybe they can hear it.
But it was it was beautiful.
Thank you. I hope you'll come to see Hunchback. One of the things that I'm really excited about is I did the scenic design for this show, and we've got the Rose Window from Notre Dame is featured prominently in the scenic design, as well as stained glass windows from Notre Dame. We were able to get them printed onto fabric and used in our scenic design.
I mean, there's so much that goes into a performance. I've been a thespian a good part of my life. Haven't been in a performance in a while. Maybe I'll try out for one in the future.
You're
you know, good. Jim and I spend most of our time here on the radio. But yeah, I mean, tell us how can people get tickets? And also, I know that you offer scholarships, too, for people who might want to learn or be a part of, learn how to be an actor or a performer.
That's right. We offer classes for students ages 8 to 18 every fall and every spring. And no one has ever been turned away from Agape because of a financial challenge. We are tuition-based, but like I said, we've never turned anybody away because of an inability to pay. To learn more about our programming and who we are, please go to our website. It's agapetheatercompany.com, A-G-A-P-E, theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R, company.com. It's got information about shows we've done in the past, who we are, what our mission is, and the shows that we have coming up next year.
And the other thing is, you know, people want to support, you know, Christian entities because, you know, our culture really needs to have that type of, I guess, impact and opportunity.
Yes,
not just the how you treat people when you're doing these performances, but just to have that people that want to support that. How can people support your ministry if they want to do that?
Well, one key way is by coming to see our shows. You know, we would love for your audience to come and see our production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame and to help spread the word about who we are, because I think it is so vital that Christians have a voice in the fine arts. I began this group because I was so touched by what Pope St. John Paul II had said about the importance of theater and the arts and influencing the culture around us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, to learn more about our group and to get tickets. That would be just a key way to support us. And if there are any people who feel so led, donations are always greatly appreciated, because the tickets only pay for a small percentage of the cost of the production.
Mm-hmm.
We always strive to have beautiful scenery and costumes and to give a really professional quality experience,
mm-hmm,
for a very reasonable price.
Mm-hmm.
Adult tickets are only $10, and
wow,
youth ages 11 to 13 are $5, because we just want to make this accessible.
Now you mentioned at your website they can see news of past performances and future ones. Is that something, future ones, that you can share with us? What performances?
Sure.
Our
next show is going to be Rudolph Jr., and we're so excited about that. The family favorite with We Are Santa's Elves and the Island of Misfit Toys, and it's just going to be so much fun. We will be performing that with our theater practicum class for students ages 8 to 18 the first weekend of December at the theater at the Fort in Lawrence.
That is great to know. Just got about a little bit of a minute left here. Could you tell us how this is kind of, you've really put your faith in action? I mean, that's the name of the show, Faith in Action. It's great that you've done that. Why did you do that? Why did you bring it forward?
Well, you know what? Because I think that we can become so isolated, especially since the pandemic. And every single show, there are young people who come up to me, and you wouldn't have known they had a care in the world. And they'll say, I've been going through a really tough time, but this group has meant so much to me, because I know I'll always be safe and respected, and I'm part of a community. So being able to have that safe place where young people can come and learn more about the fine arts and make lifelong friendships and really build a community, that's significant to me.
It really is. Our guest today has been Dr. Kathy Phipps. She is the founder and director of Agape Theater. You can get tickets at agapetheatercompany.com. And the upcoming show is The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and it is July 21st through the 23rd and July 28th through the 30th. Kathy, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Oh, thank you. And is there time for me to add one quick thing?
Sure.
If you get tickets and put in the code Catholic Radio, it will be buy one, get one free.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. All right. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure joining you.
Do you like game shows? How about trivia? You're listening to Catholic Radio, so I assume you're interested in the Catholic Church. Catholic Challenge 2.0 is the newest addition to our programming lineup here on Catholic Radio Indy. A 30-minute quiz show covering almost everything Catholic. Catholic Challenge 2.0 tests your knowledge and teaches at the same time. Check it out every Thursday afternoon at 4:30 right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome to Faith in Action. My name is Corky Aiken. I am sitting in for Jim Ganley, who with his wife Sharon is on a well-deserved vacation right here on Production Time. So across from me is Gordon Smith, the GM here at the Catholic Radio Indy, and Bridget Ayer sitting around the corner here on my left.
Hello, hello.
So we're going to be talking today with some of the sponsors of our latest golf outing. All right, Bridget, so we've got a guest on the phone already. Who is our first victim today?
Well, before we introduce our surprise guest, one of our wonderful board members, I just want to thank all of our golf sponsors. Really, Catholic Radio Indy, is we're in the business of saving souls, and we really could not do that without all of our underwriters and our sponsors. Our golf event, which recently happened at the end of May, was a great success. We had tons of golfers, and it's something that keeps Catholic Radio on the air. We only have a couple fundraisers a year, and this is one of them. So joining us during this segment of Faith in Action is Andy Toth. He is a board member here at Catholic Radio Indy, and he is the CFO of Gemco Construction. So welcome, Andy. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Bridget. Thank you.
And
pleasure to be here.
And we joked about, before we got started, we joked about Gemco Construction. Like, what exactly is that? That it doesn't have anything to do with diamonds, right?
It does not. It is an acronym. The acronym is Genesis Electrical and Mechanical Company. And we do electrical, mechanical, plumbing, controls. Another way to say it is we install the parts and smarts of a building. And we do, we have an engineering component where we do design build. So we take 50% drawings from the owner or the general contractor, and they tell us their specs and scope that they want completed, and then we finish the design, which helps it be a more economical way of building a building versus architects and engineers figuring all that out first, and then we come in and install per those designs that they give us. So it can be a way more economical way to build a building. We do work all over the country. We've been from Seattle to Southern Florida to New Jersey and all places in between, but a lot here in the Midwest and a lot in the Southeast. So we're bread and butter is those large logistic warehouses you see going down I-65 or I-70 on the interstate.
But you guys are busy these days.
We have been, yes.
Yeah, those things are springing up like mushrooms.
Well, you know, I think, you know, for our audience, the Catholics, you know, they want to support, you know, a Catholic business, you know, and you're obviously a very faithful Catholic, and we're just so grateful that you also are a board member. I can't remember, how long have you been a board member here at Catholic Radio, Indy?
That's a good question.
It's hard to remember. Was it before the pandemic?
It was before the pandemic.
It just seems like 2018
maybe was when I came on board. But and funny enough, I was looking for something the other day, and I was trying to find when it first started. But the earliest I could find was 2018. So I think I've been involved about 5 years.
Well, obviously, you're a devout Catholic family. Tell me, I can't remember, what parish are you at?
We're at Nativity on the southeast side.
Okay, and then your business is up in Carmel, is that right?
We have an office in Carmel, and then on the near northeast side, Guyon Road and 62nd Street is our headquarters.
And you know what's so great about a lot of our sponsors and board members is that they're really giving their time, talent, and treasure to really advance the gospel here in Central Indiana. Why are you doing this? Why do you support Catholic Radio Indy?
Well, I started listening years ago, and I found, or I've always known, right, that I'm a sinner and an imperfect human, and we all find ways that we stumble upon humility, if you will, in our actions, and maybe in not the best way to handle ourselves. And Catholic Radio keeps me Christ-centered and helps me avoid those situations of getting too proud, if you will, and finding that humility or keeping that humility front and center versus the other way around. So that's one way, and there's just such an amount of information about the Catholic faith out there, and it's just a perfect way to, you know, get pieces of that information daily, 24/7, whenever you have the opportunity to listen, whenever you can tune in and just hear a nugget. It seems to be that God wants you to hear that day. So that's a couple reasons why.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's funny because when you were talking about, you know, it helps you be humble, I would say it's working because you are one of the kindest, as long as I've known you for several years now, you are one of the kindest and most humble persons that I know. I mean, so it must be working for you. And it's great that you have been, you know, sharing your time and talent with us. What's it been like then to be a board member? You know, how has that like impacted your faith, or what's it been like? What's your experience been like to kind of help guide the ship here?
Well, it's really exciting, especially this year.
Yeah.
Getting two new stations, there are two new frequencies on the air and two new listening areas. So whenever you can grow and expand like that, it's certainly fun. I'd like to take all the credit for it, but I can't take any because Gordon did all of the work. Gordon, Corky, everybody else did all the work. But it's fun being involved in all the strategic planning, the financial planning and fundraising and all that goes into being able to do those kind of things. It takes everyone to do all that, and just being one little piece of that is certainly exciting.
Well, you're truly a gift to Catholic Radio Indy, bringing your CFO experience from Gemco Constructors to Catholic Radio and helping us, with the financial aspect of running the ship here. Gordon wanted to say something.
Oh, Andy, I just want to say thank you for your help and everything that we do around here. It takes a Catholic village to put this thing on. And it takes everybody lifting their own weight and we still get it pushed over the finish line. I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Gordon.
We're going to go to a break. Andy Toth, thanks so much for being our guest today for Faith in Action, the special edition with the golf sponsors. Thank you so much for your time, talent, and treasure that you use here or give to us at Catholic Radio Indy. Do you have a website for your business that you'd like to give us?
Yes. It's wearegemco.com.
We are Gemco. WEARE Gemco?
Correct.
Cool.
GENCO.
All righty. So if you have a warehouse you want to build, you call Andy because he's the only guy you want to talk to.
Thanks, Barry.
Yeah.
All right. We are done for that part. So, Andy, hey, I appreciate you calling us. So how was the golf outing anyway, Andy? Give me your take on it for this year.
Oh, yeah. It was a great day filled with a lot of great Catholics from around the city in all forms and types of businesses. And we had a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of bad golf.
That's great.
Outstanding, sir. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Corky Aiken and Gordon Smith and I are here in the studio, and we have our next guest that we want to thank from our golf sponsor outing. So, Gordon, I'll toss it to you.
Yeah, I want to introduce Duke Haley. Welcome, Duke.
Thank you, Gordon.
You are a golfer this year, and you have been a golfer in past years, and you are also very helpful to us on the golf committee. Since you are a golfer, you knew some of the inside baseball, if they want to call it that, about what to look for, and we moved it to a new location this year. We moved it to Hillcrest Country Club. How did you like that?
I thought it was awesome. Hillcrest did a great job. The committee did a great job of putting it together. We had a lot of help from the people up at Hillcrest and people on the committee. I thought it went off great.
We probably shouldn't move it to another location next year. We're going to do a poll on that, but I think you'll agree that everybody really liked the venue this year.
Yeah, that question's on the survey more as a courtesy, just so people can express their opinions. But the difference between the two venues that we've had over the past couple of years was absolutely amazing. Hillcrest is a professional outfit. We did have a couple of snags early. By the time I'd heard of them, they'd been fixed already. So there's really no reason to look anywhere else. As far as I'm concerned, that's my two cents.
How was the 19th hole, Duke?
19th hole?
Yeah, how did that go?
Oh, you mean at the after party?
Yes, yeah, the after party.
It was awesome. We had a great time. The food was awesome. This year it was a plated dinner, which was really nice, rather than a buffet, so that was nice. Brian, I believe he's the assistant pro up at Hillcrest, was a great help. I knew him from my past playing days at Golf Club of Indiana. He did a great job. So, there was nothing that I saw that was out of line. They were on it before it became a problem.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was so thrilled to know that the problem was solved before I heard about it. And so I just gave instructions to the rest of the staff. If it's already fixed, just don't bother telling me. And from that point on, everything went extremely smooth. I have to hand it to those guys. They were on top of it.
Yeah. Amazing. The condition of the golf course was awesome. It was excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Duke, you helped us on the committee. You're a golfer yourself. You golfed in the event. You were a hole sponsor. You did so through the merits of your business. Yes. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, I'm a financial advisor. My broker-dealer is Cambridge Investment Research out of Fairfield, Iowa. So I have a practice up at my office is up at the Village of West Clay. So I work with individuals, families, businesses to help them build, manage, protect, and transition their wealth.
I'm curious, do you have a website or how people can get in touch with you for that?
Sure. HaleyWM.com is my website. If you want to reach me via email, it's Duke@HaleyWM.com.
So you obviously have supported Catholic Radio through your time, talent, and treasure. Why'd you do that? Why did you do that? Why are you helping Catholic Radio, Andy? Why is it important?
Gordon made me.
Well, he makes us do a lot around here, too.
Gordon and I have been friends for many, many years. We are both parishioners up at St. Maria Goretti, and we have kids that are around the same age. So, and we have many like interests. I try to get Gordon out of the golf course. It's a little tougher than he would like, I think. But
well, it's there's a lot of miracles in the Catholic Church, Duke, and that is going to be a big one.
Yeah. St. Andrew, pray for us.
It was Amen. Easy. It was easier to get Andrew or to get Gordon out of get you to help out than to get him out on the golf course,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, and I'm a big supporter of Gordon as well. So Catholic Radio and Gordon kind of go hand in hand.
No doubt.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today, Duke, and sharing your thoughts about the golf outing. I hope you golf with us next year. It looks like we'll be back at Hillcrest again. So if the weather holds, we'll have another golf outing next year. Thank
absolutely.
You so much.
I'll be there. Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Brigid. That's B-R-I-G-I-D. Brigid@CatholicRadioIndy.org or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.